Fitter, Happier. A program about your health for your health.
Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. It's that time of year again. The sun's out, school's over, and Leavers Week is nearly here. So it's a great time to be talking about all things sexual health, which is an important part of our overall health and well-being. There are so many myths out there about sexual health, and we know information online can be a minefield. Today, we're joined by Marcus and Sherelle to help us debunk some of those common myths. So tell us a bit about yourself and your work, both of you.
Hi, I'm Sherelle Tullow and I'm from the Sexual Health and Bloodborne Virus Program at Department of Health. And we develop campaigns and resources and we fund services to help prevent and control sexually transmissible infections, or STIs, and bloodborne viruses in WA.
And I'm Tyler Morgan. I'm a sexual health educator and the communications advisor at WAC. We work on the Leavers Project, and we optimise the sexual health and well-being of everyone through reducing the impact of stigma and discrimination, improving access to health services and information, and reducing the transmission of HIV, sexually transmitted infections, and bloodborne viruses. And at Leavers, we focus on sexual health, consent, LGBTQIA plus support, alcohol and drug harm reduction.
Beautiful. Welcome to the show, Sherelle and Tyler. So I want to ask you first and foremost, myth or fact, STIs are common. Which one of you can answer that one?
We both can.
Yeah, it's fact.
So most people who are sexually active will come into contact with an STI sometime in their lifetime, which is why we really need to break down the stigma associated with STIs. They're really, really common, but pretty much all STIs can be treated and managed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if they're not treated early, they can cause long-term health issues. In WA, we see over 11,000 notifications of chlamydia a year, and they are mostly in people aged 15 to 24 years. And one of the things that's quite alarming is the rates of syphilis notifications. I think a lot of people think that that's no longer an issue, but it's come back, and we have some concerns.
There you go. So we have to make sure we stay attentive to that, because that's still a high number. So 11,000, was it, cases in Western Australia?
That's right.
That's pretty surprising. I had no idea about that. So myth or fact, how will I know if I have an STI?
Well, it really depends on the STI, but the problem is most STIs don't have any symptoms. Or if they do cause symptoms, then they're so mild that people won't notice. Mm-hmm. So things like syphilis at the moment. So the main bit of that is a little ulcer, which is painless. Mm-hmm. So if you've got things like pimples or razor cuts, it's super easy to miss because it's just not there or painful. We hear a lot of people say things like, they don't look like they have an STI, or, well, they don't have lots of sexual partners, so they won't have an STI. Mm-hmm. But the reality is you can't tell if someone has an STI just by what they look like or how many sexual partners they have. They can be everywhere.
And like you said, if it's something like a pimple or something like that, it's hard to sort of detect. And also it's almost painless, is it, in a sense? Or you can't really, feel it?
With syphilis, it's completely painless.
Oh, wow. There you go. So myth or fact, is it difficult to get an STI test?
Myth.
It's me talking more.
Go for it.
So, yes, most people, many people can feel really embarrassed about getting a sexual health test, but it's really important to know that you can find GPs and sexual health practitioners where if you trust them and you feel comfortable with them, it's really simple to get an STI test. Mm-hmm. There's also really fantastic places like Sexual Health Quarters, also known as SHQ in Northbridge, as well as a bunch of other sexual health services around WA that specialise in sexual health. And they're really non-judgmental, inclusive and super easy to access. And they also offer like low cost and free services for young people.
Mm-hmm. That's what you want. I feel like especially around that age group. And I know, growing up in high school and things like that, it was kind of hard to sort of ask these questions and not feel like, you were sort of out of your reach and you didn't know the answers. And, I think there was a sort of pressure to sort of understand so much about things that you had no idea about. So it's good that we can go into a safe space, a safe environment and ask these questions. And of course, get an STI test with no judgment as well.
Mm. Some people actually really worry about what's involved with an STI test.
Yeah.
And that can scare them a little bit, mm-hmm. but it's really quite simple, and depending on the kinds of sex you're having, it's usually just a urine test. It might be some swabs and a blood test, and sometimes you can even do the swabs yourself, which helps people to feel a bit more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you go in for the test, the person that you see, they'll just need to ask you some kinds of questions about what sort of behaviours you've been having, so they know what sort of tests to give you. But just try to remember that, you know, it's part of their job. They're not asking these questions to be judgmental. They're just making sure that they know how they can look after you best.
Mm-hmm. And we've got a great feature on our Healthy Sexual website where young people can download a PathWest form, and then that means that they don't have to go to a GP and they can go straight to PathWest and have an STI test for free.
There you go.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. And if you are having sex at Leavers, it's next week. So if you're having sex at Leavers, just remember to get an STI test. It's important just to make sure that you wait for at least a week, because some STIs won't show up on a test until after that window period. Mm-hmm. But definitely go get tested. It's super, super easy.
Mm-hmm. Now on to our next one. Myth or fact, condoms are expensive.
Myth.
It's not entirely a myth. They can be expensive at some shops and pharmacies, and they also come in different shapes and sizes, so some will be more expensive than others. But there's lots of places where you can get free condoms, and condoms and dams are the best way to protect against STIs. WAC will be at Leavers handing out free condoms and a whole bunch of other stuff. So make sure that if you are at Leavers, come down and find our team. We're going to be in red T-shirts, and we've got lots of free condoms for you.
Beautiful.
And we've got a great service on our website where you can locate free condoms. So there's lots of places around WA that offer free condoms in either bowls in the services or in dispensers. And remember, condoms are the only form of contraception that prevent against STIs and pregnancy. So they're a really good choice.
Yeah. And that website, the map, that's regularly updated as well, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
There you go. I wish I had all this information when I was going on Leavers. That was so informative. Myth or fact, you can get STIs without having penetrative sex.
Fact. Mm-hmm. So it's possible to get STIs like chlamydia and gonorrhea from just oral sex. And then you've also got other STIs like syphilis, which can just be passed on from skin-to-skin contact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, it's condoms and dams. Those barrier methods are the best form of protection for you and your partner, and also getting the HPV vaccination as well.
There you go. Myth or fact, lastly, safer sex is more than just preventing STIs.
Fact.
For sure.
Definitely. So safer sex is more than just condoms and avoiding STIs. It's also about things like discussing contraception options with your partner if you're trying to prevent pregnancy as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's about respectful relationships and talking openly with your partners so that you can have pleasurable sexual experiences.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And pleasurable sexual experiences is the things that everyone deserves. Mm-hmm. And consent is a vital part of that. So
for
not
sure.
just about having safer sex, but also having those pleasurable sexual experiences. Mm-hmm. Getting consent from your partner for any sexual activity and checking with them regularly throughout is important, just to make sure that both you and your partners are enjoying yourself, comfortable and having a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. 100% agree. And for any more information on the services we've mentioned today, where should people go?
All of this information is on our website, which is healthysexual.com.au.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us, Tyler and Sherelle. We appreciate your time here on Fitter Happier.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
Thank you very much.
And as we just said, healthysexual.com is the website to check out for more information about Leavers and sexual health as well.